I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by AGWSR softball coach Brock Holmgaard. As we talk right now, the Cougars are off to a 3-9 start to the season. Some really strong competition over these last couple weeks. Just kind of looking back at the last few games here for you guys. You took on Iowa Falls Alden here to begin the week. For a 6-4 loss back on Tuesday night. Sumner Fredericksburg, a 15-4 loss. Obviously a pretty strong program up there. And then Grundy Center here, an 8-0 loss here on Thursday night. Just kind of want to get your take on these last few games where again an opportunity to take on some of the best teams in the area here.
Yeah, Owl Falls, they're playing really well right now. I think they beat Webster City last night, 9 innings, and they're pitching the ball really well. Their fielding is very good. So yeah, that was a good game with them. Briley Metzger pitched really well that night, and then up in Sumner, we threw the ball, pitched really well, and we hit the ball. We scored 4 runs. It's just we had a few too many errors to get through that. Keep that game a close game, so we got to clean that up. And then kind of the same thing last night. Grundy hit the ball really well, and we just didn't make the plays we needed to when we had to.
So when it comes to some of the personnel here this season, starting with the pitching staff, you'd mentioned Briley Metzger. She's got a little over a half of the total innings pitch on the team here this season. But you do have a couple of other options here as well. Kind of want to get your thoughts on, how that's kind of gone for you guys so far. Having those options, whereas some teams, maybe don't necessarily have, three different options. Some teams, just have their one pitcher, but you guys have three of them.
Is probably my number one. She's been throwing about every other day. And then Claire Culver, she started the season off, had kind of a rough outing against Hudson. But since then, she's done a much better job of keeping the ball in the zone. And just, she's a junior. She could throw fairly hard. She's got a couple different pitches, good off speed stuff. And then Leah Bebbing is my sophomore, and she stepped in a couple times and started a couple games, and she threw really well her first game. The second game was she was a little in and out. And then she's done some relief stuff for Claire and done a pretty good job coming in the middle of the game. So yeah, I mean, those three, like I said, have done a really good job of making sure they get to work, and they throw a lot in the bullpen sessions. They might not get a pitch as much as they want in the varsity games, but that's coming. With these busy weeks, like this weekend, I'm planning on throwing all three of them to start a game and just kind of see where we go from there.
When it comes to offensively here, a couple of players who've had pretty strong starts this season. Your Trevin Smith batting .447, team high, 3 home runs on the year as well. Briley Metzger batting over .400. Callie Boozman, now she's up there as well. So you got to, a few different players there that are kind of batting over that 300 mark, which is always, what you're kind of striving for, right? But when it comes to some of your offensive talent, what have you kind of liked about, some of those players that have, shown great promise here at the plate here this year?
Yeah, Trevin is such a physically strong girl, and she does a really good job battling during an at bat, fouling off pitches she doesn't like that might be called for strikes, but then getting one she wants to hit hard, and then she's done a really good job of hitting them out of the park, obviously hitting 3 home runs. Callie Boozman had her first career home run over in Hudson, has done and seen the ball really well, is also doing a really good job with her two-strike approach. She chokes up on the bat, fouls them off, and just keeps trying to put stuff in play, trying to get a base hit on that. So she's done an excellent job of having good at bats, good solid at bats, not being an easy out. Briley Metzger is seeing the ball really well right now, and when she hits it hard. She's got a great swing. She's got a lot of power too. She's really good at getting her hips through and really driving the ball. She had a ground rule double the other day up in Sumner that was. It was 5 feet from the fence and then bounced over, which is, I mean, about as close as you can get to a home run, obviously. But she's doing a really good job of just seeing the ball and getting things going. And then, some of the younger girls are doing really good. Briley Hensley's got a good batting average. She's right around that 300 mark, which is a little surprising to me. But yeah, I'm really happy with that. She's doing a really good job of concentrating and swinging a good pitches. Lila Holmgard started the season off a little slow. My daughter started off a little slow, but she's starting to get putting the ball in play, making them make plays. And she's pretty quick, so she's beating some throws out to first base. So she's raised her average, I think, 90 points this week, which is great. So yeah, we just got to keep everybody's just got to keep their confidence at the plate, keep hitting the ball. I know we're not winning games like they want to, but if we keep hitting the ball, we're staying in them. And once we get the defensive stuff cleaned up, we'll be right in a lot of these ball games.
Yeah, well, that kind of transitions to one of my next question here. I was just going to ask, what are going to be some of those ultimate factors that, if you're going to turn some of these losses into some wins, what are kind of some of the thoughts there? If you maybe want to expand a little bit there.
Oh yeah, we just really got to start limiting our free bases. We're giving up a ton of free bases on errors, a ton of free bases on not throwing the ball to where we need to go with the ball. We're throwing the ball home, and that girl, we don't have a shot at that girl, and then they're advancing to second base, so now they got another runner in scoring position. Base hit, bang! Now we just gave up 2 runs instead of just having 1 run scored. So the things like that we need to concentrate on, and just communication, communicating to the outfielders where the ball needs to go from the infield, because unfortunately they don't hear me really well. So I need my infielders to communicate with them a little better about where to go with the ball. And then just stuff like that. Walks have been, we've cut the walks way down, which is awesome from last year. Last year we had a ton of walks, and this year it's been, I would say we cut it more than half off. So that's a good start to that. But yeah, just errors and communications really where we need to get better.
On the flip side of that, what would be some of the biggest areas of confidence with this team? Stuff that has gone well that you can keep building on, as you try to kind of turn things around in the win-loss column.
Yeah, I think with Briley in the circle, I mean, that's she should have a ton of confidence right now. And that helps the whole team when she's confident. She pitches better. It just everything works out better there. And then otherwise, I mean, all the girls right now are pretty confident at the plate. They're all putting the ball in play a ton. Yeah, Claire Culver's been 0 for the last couple of games, but she's hit the ball hard. It's just always been right at somebody. So, and I mean, that's sometimes that just happens. So, I mean, everybody on the team should be really confident at the plate for sure. As far as, hey, I can get a hit anytime. It's not, oh, I'm going to strike out anymore. It's no, I'm going to go up there, get a base hit, and we're going to be confident and hit the ball hard somewhere and hope we don't hit it right at somebody.
All right, and when it comes to the upcoming schedule here, two-day tournament here at BCLEW here this weekend. Looks like some pretty solid teams there. Sumner Fredericksburg looks like you might face them here again as well. So just kind of want to get your thoughts here on this upcoming part of the schedule.
Yeah, tonight we play Sumner up there, and hopefully we can give them a little better game than what we gave them down and are up there in Sumner. Had a lot of errors that game, and then a lot of base runners that shouldn't even been on base. So that's why that one kind of got out of hand. And so they're solid. They did a lot of slapping, so we just got to clean that stuff up. And then Conrad or BCLEW, I see, is having a really good solid year again. I know they got a decent pitcher. Shortstop's really good. First baseman solid over there. So we just got to put the pressure on them too, just to keep hitting the ball and make them make the plays they need to make. And then I don't know a whole lot about Marshalltown. I haven't looked a bunch of them yet. I was going to do that tonight after our Conrad or our Sumner Fredden game, but they 4A school, I think. And so we just got to go out there and give them our best shot and let the cards fall where they might. If we can get through this weekend and improve on what we need to work on, cutting errors down, I will be super happy. And win, loss, whatever. But as long as we can keep the games close, clean up our errors, it's going to be a successful weekend.
All right, just about out of time today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team before we wrap up?
Just that they just need to stay confident, you know. And if we keep hitting the ball like we are, we're going to be a tough out for anybody. We just got to clean some stuff up, and it's going to be a good season yet.
All right, AGWSR softball coach Brock Holmgard joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time here today.
All right, thank you.